מתוך וכאשר ינו אותו.
רבש.
And when they torture him. The klipa of Egypt is the general klipa to where the sparks of sanctity have fallen. The people of Israel who were in Egypt needed to correct. And then there should be pain and suffering from not being able to come from out of their control. As it is written, and the people of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their call has risen from the work. And the Creator heard their call. We should be precise in the writing in the work twice. We should interpret this. That all the sighs were from the work, meaning that they couldn't work for the sake of the Creator, but that their sufferings were from the work that they do, that they could not do it for the sake of heaven, due to the klipa of Egypt. Therefore, it is written twice from the work. First, that all the sighs weren't for anything that was lacking for them. Only one thing was lacking for them, meaning that they didn't want anything extra, just the deficiency that they were feeling, the suffering and pain, was for them not being able to do anything for the sake of the above. Meaning, in other words, that they would like to have the desire to bestow contentment to the Creator and not for their own benefit. And they couldn't, and that's why they were filled with sorrow. Meaning that they wanted to have some grip in spirituality. Second type of from the work comes to show us, and their suffering came to the Creator, meaning they asked only for the work. And this comes to imply that it's from the second in the work. It's found that all the exile that they felt was only from being under the control of the Klipa of Egypt, and they couldn't do anything that would be just in order to bestow. A question for the workshop. What does it mean that we are in an inclination to come out of the Egyptian? What does it mean that I'm aiming myself to exit from under the control of the Egyptian? What does it mean that we are in an inclination to come out of Egypt? What does it mean that I'm aiming myself to exit Egypt?
שם על אוטומט כדרך הטבע שאני מנסה לחפש את ההשתקפויות שלך ולרכז אותם בבקשה מהבורא כמובן לרכז אותם במקום אחד זה נקרא נפייה של יריצה
קצת ממצרים
I think that, first of all, I'd like it to happen right now here in the workshop, that we'll decide together that we want to connect, that we'll have the kli to draw the light into now in this lesson. And this thing will bring us to the exodus from Egypt, which is exiting the will to receive in Egypt that symbols the abundance and all the temptations.
To connect to that same force called Moshe, which is the force which takes us out of Egypt, and it's the force that is in our efforts to be connected.
And in the state of Egypt, it seems as if we praise this force of Pharaoh. We worship it. We crown it. And the tendency to come out of it, to leave this tendency and to choose to crown the Creator upon us, which is not the force to receive, it's the force to bestow. Meaning to come out of ourselves to connection to the ten, to the society, but mainly to the Creator so that we can engage in the greatness of the Creator and not the greatness of ourselves, the greatness of Pharaoh.
It's written that every day a person needs to come out of Egypt, I think. It's not the work that we were in Egypt and now. It's from the will to receive, meaning that we want to come out of the intention to receive, from receiving to in order to receive. And to work only for the sake of the Creator, which is the quality of bestowal.
The tendency is towards the free choice, the connection, in order to reach through nullification, integration, and sufficient deficiency to reach the prayer of many.
There's the point of the heart. And Moshe draws the people to come out of Egypt.
Inclination means that I'm trying. I'm always in the thought, in the direction. This is what I wanted to attain, coming out of the will to receive, attaining the quality of a soul. And in all my actions, I try. Even if my intention is wrong, I'll try.
We can't grow in bestowal in Egypt. We choke there. And specifically since you could seemingly work, it's called seemingly towards the goal, towards connection, but we're actually building nice towns for the nice cities for the ego. And when we start to see this, to truly see that we need to aim to bring contentment to the Creator, and anything else feels as a forgery, that it's not progressing us, then we want to come out of Egypt. It's being more precise in connection.
The truth is now, really what the friend had just said is this place of the quality of connection. Every time to connect in a more, I don't know if the word precise is right, but well, not to settle for the past connection we had, to always try to do an additional action. And so from entering and exiting the actions and the will to receive, not being able to lean on what we did already, this is what makes this acceleration coming out of Egypt.
You could say that it's just an ongoing effort to be more and more connected all the time.
Connected above our ego, not for our personal benefit, not for us to earn something, maybe to see in the connection some quality and some higher value than our desire to acquire, to understand, to discover.
Pharaoh is the force of separation between us, and we need to constantly be in the inclination to connect against that, to replace this Pharaoh with love between us.
Lo ira libi, im tachne alai machne. Lo ira libi, lo ira libi, lo ira libi, im takum alai milchama, oi milchama. Im takum alai milchama, oi milchama, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח. בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח.